Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to season 257, episode 3 of Der Daily Zeitgeist, yeah! A production of iHeartRadio. This is a podcast where we take a deep dive into America's shared consciousness, and it is Wednesday, October 5th, 2022. 10-5. Mm-hmm. Good, buddy. What we got today?
Oh, man, people? It's a great national, it's World Teachers Day. Shout out to the fucking educators, keeping people from, you know, attempting to keep us from being totally ignorant. National Walk to School Day, National Pumpkin Seed Day, National, not fuck that, said coffee with a cup. Mm-hmm. National Apple Betty Day, National Do Something Nice Day, National Get Funky Day, and National Ooh. Rhode Island Day.
Okay. Every day is National Get Funky Day.
Yeah.
In this household.
How you getting funky? How are you observing today?
Oh, man, I just do a little shoulder shimmy when I get out of bed in the morning.
Oh,
like, ooh, feeling okay. Funky. That's about it. That's the extent of my funkiness.
Okay. And then, yeah, Yom Kippur ends today as well. Yeah, I don't do how I get funky. I just, you know, I don't even know. I'm just, it's
you don't
like,
get
that's how
funky,
I live.
You keep it funky.
I keep it funky. I just have to preserve the funk. Yes. I think that's required with at least listening to one track that makes you go, woo, a day.
Yes.
Keeps the doctor away.
This holiday is brought to you by the National Funk Preservation Society.
thank you. Yes.
Anyways, my name is Jack O'Brien, aka Jack Not Good on Potatoes O'Brien, and that is courtesy of Kelty Mahoney. And I'm thrilled to be joined, as always, by my co-host, Mr. Miles Gray.
It's Miles Gray, aka I repped the click today to see if Oz still here. The noodle never came. That punk ass wasn't real. I peeped through the peephole. A liberal wants my smack. They call my product Frank's, 'cause I put vent in everything. Okay, shout out to Lockeroni on the Discord for that wonderful Hurt Johnny Cash cover. Look,
mixing together the Crips shit, the Heroron shit with John Fetterman. Yeah. Love to see it. Thank you.
I feel like I need to do a textual analysis of that one. There were references that I wasn't quite getting, but they felt meaningful. I love it.
You repped the click today. You know what I mean? You threw up your fucking, your set.
I got that part.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know about the Frank's Fent play on words. I didn't quite know what that meant.
I need the, rap genius annotation on that.
Give us the rap genius.
But I like it. I like the energy. I just went for it. Yeah. It is what it is.
Well, Miles, we are thrilled to be joined in our third seat by a very funny stand-up comedian, writer, producer you've seen on MTV, E!, Comedy Central. Her stand-up album, Opinion Cave, debuted at number one on iTunes, as I pronounce it. She has performed everywhere from a basement in Whitesburg, Kentucky to the stages of the Kennedy Center.
Yes.
Jeffrey Epstein's suicide saved her marriage. Welcome the brilliant, the talented, the hilarious Brandi Posey!
Epstein didn't kill himself.
Hell yeah. Just got to remind the people of the truth in my opening. I love it.
What's good?
Oh, man. Nothing.
12-foot skeleton season is upon us.
My first question for you. What's up with that 12-footer?
She's been up all year, but now she's really feeling herself. I plugged her eyes back in for October.
Wow.
Got it. It feels good. Now it's like the kids, when school season starts, it's school season, the school okay. year. I'm an aunt. I don't know how the kids work. The kids have been walking past my house. They take pictures with a skeleton. But now like we're going to get their costumes and stuff for this month. I'm very excited.
Dude, you should put a thing that says like Google LASD gang. So when the kids flick it up, they're inherently going to have to put that in their posts. Or just put like really subversive slogans in it. So that might not connect with them, but they're like, yeah, check it out.
Suddenly they're like, recruiting in Brandi Posey's neighborhood is up for LASD gangs. Everyone Googles it and is like, oh yeah, that looks fun.
Yeah. I mean, I'm in Eagle Rock. Reapers. It's a little iffy over here, that's for sure.
What's the outfit switch? Like, what did you have your Skelly wearing, and what is she wearing to celebrate these spooky times?
Well, currently, she's just wearing like a lay for the summer still. She just had a lay on throughout the summer. I am going to make her a giant witch hat, because I think a skeleton dressed like a witch is very funny.
That is fun.
So
the skeleton has a Halloween costume.
Yeah.
Just a very basic Halloween costume.
Yeah, exactly. Although like a giant ghost sheet would be very good too.
Yeah.
So I just got to get like a California King white sheet.
Yeah.
Or the other super simple one, a cat.
Yeah.
It's like little cat ears. Skull and like paint whiskers.
Ooh, a cat is really fun. That might be really The problem is my ladder is only 8 feet tall. It's like a very scary thing to get up there and do anything with the head.
Good. And you're famously 3'2", so you would not make it to 12
Exactly.
Feet.
It's a problem. Yeah. I'm jumping on the top. It's a whole thing.
Oh yeah. Because you really don't want to get up on those higher steps. So what, like you're maxing out what at like the chin of the skeleton kind of with your arms fully extended?
That's about there. I just need some people with a larger wingspan than me to really get to the top. But it happens. I just do it. Don't worry about it. You'll see.
It'll get there. Don't worry. It happens.
People will see.
Yeah.
And so we were talking. I started making a case for the Lowe's version. I haven't been to Home Depot yet this fall, but I was in Lowe's and they had a 12-foot tall, what looked like a skeleton out of the corner of my eye. And I was like, gotta get it.
Yeah.
These things are so hard to come by. And then I took a good look, it is like a mummy. It's like a very mid impersonation of the 12-foot tall skeleton.
Yeah, it's a skeleton like that's wrapped in gauze as if it's a mummy. It's not good. It's bad quality. I prefer Lowe's as a company to Home Depot, but Home Depot does have the far better Halloween decorations, unfortunately.
Yeah.
This year, they also have a 12-foot werewolf and a 12-foot witch that is flying in a broom. I've seen them both in person. They're breathtaking.
I mean,
they're breathtaking.
They're really breathtaking. I smiled like a child when I saw them. They made me so happy.
That's so fun.
Yeah.
What do people who don't, the weirdos who don't keep their 12-foot tall skeleton up year round, like, does that thing break down pretty easily? What do you do with it in the off season?
Well, there's a large Christmas tree bag that you can get that your skeleton will fit into.
Oh,
but,
wow.
But the head has to be, the head kind of has its own separate thing. I mean, right. it's a large thing. When I had to bring it home, I had to unload the box into my car, and just the rib cage alone took up my entire passenger seat.
Yeah. Rib cages, no joke. A lot of space there.
Yeah. There's a lot going on. So, you know, I mean, I just say keep it up. If you got decent weather and you can keep it up, keep it up. And if you're worried about the wind or anything, there's a lot of tips on 12-Foot Skeleton Facebook to like really secure that thing.
I mean,
I'm in several different groups. Right now is the best time of the year to be in them because people are posting their displays and they're just so happy. And this is the time of year when the HOAs of countries of cities all over this country can't yell at them for keeping their skeletons up anymore, because that has been a problem in the past.
Right.
But I love it because it's uniting people with their neighbors to come together and sign petitions to keep the skeletons up year round.
Yeah. Nobody doesn't love the skeleton except the president's people on the board of a homeowners association.
It's really beautiful to watch like Midwest Karens get slowly radicalized because of people, their HOA is coming for their skeletons. You can see them just be like, how dare this unelected body of assholes tell me what to do with my body? And you're like, yeah, you're getting it. You're getting
That's how we get them.
You're so close.
Plastic, with my plastic body, my 12-foot plastic body. How dare they?
Exactly. I'm like, extend the logic a little bit further, and then I think you're on our side. You're so close.
All right, Brandy, we're going to get to know you a little bit better in a moment. First, we're going to tell our listeners a couple of things we're talking about today. We are going to check in with both parties as we approach the midterms. We're going to talk about the great Halloween candy shortage of 2022 is upon us, and it's not real, but you are going to be hearing about it because it helps people sell candy.
Every year, I forget. I always forget about the where are we going to get our Halloween candy? But we always remember the Christmas tree shortage, Valentine's Day shortage. But I forgot the annual, where is the
Eggnog
Halloween candy
shortage? Yeah. This one, they're really aiming to amp it up this year.
I can accept that the news is lying to me about everything else, but I fall for that every year. I'm like, wait, of course. Of course, they're also lying about that.
Right. You're like, right. This cop is innocent. Sure, more copaganda.
Ah! Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Blue M&Ms might be sold out by mid-October this year. I better buy them in August.
Yeah. Anything, anytime it's in a lie in the direction of getting you to buy things, it's probably bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
All of that, plenty more.
They didn't tie it to worker equity and unionizing and shit that.
No.
And the shortage is because poor people asking for a fair shake.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But before we get to any of that, Brandy, we like to ask our guest, what is something from your search history?
Okay, so this is a billboard that I drove by recently, and I gasped when I saw it. There's a new thing this year at the Queen Mary called Shacktoberfest.
Oh, okay.
Shack is putting together a spooky little haunted house pumpkin patch for the entire month of October at the Queen Mary. I was so happy. And the logo is amazing. Miles's face, by the way, he just turned into a child.
As somebody who had Shaquille O'Neal as part of his, formative experience as a young man, I'm like, hey, will there be dubstep as well? Please be on brand, DJ Diesel.
Oh, yeah. I mean, literally, there's the pumpkin patch description is, during the day, Shaq Diesel's pumpkin patch offers a traditional experience where kids of all ages can explore the attraction.
Okay.
But at night, the attraction erupts to life as a Shaq Diesel mix blasts throughout the area, accompanied by an over-the-top light show mixing Halloween and EDM into a walkthrough experience. I lost my mind when I saw this billboard. I was like, how am I only just hearing about it? I cannot wait to go. It's cheaper than Halloween Horror Nights.
Yeah.
I was so happy. I was so happy. It's the best thing I've Googled in ages. I was so happy. I'm so happy I can share it with you and the people.
I'm already at Shacktoberfest.com. I love how every sort of attraction at this thing has a daytime thing. And then it's and then at night, during the day, fun for the family to trick or treat. And then at night, these spooky motherfuckers will traumatize your fucking little kids. So don't fuck around, parents. Every single thing is promising, safe for kids. But then after 8, all bets are off type shit.
Get the hell out. you don't want to be here.
Yeah. Oh, I'm fucking, because usually it was just always like spooky Queen Mary, like very, very standard shit they would do at the Queen Mary for Halloween. I remember going once in like middle school and being like, this is so underwhelming.
Yeah.
But now a very lonely Hall of Fame basketball player playing dubstep.
I was just going to say, this feels driven by loneliness in a way is.
Remember in the group thread, I sent that picture. Shaq recently talked about how like, how much his infidelities fucked up his personal life. That he's like, I fucking ruined my life. Like the sound of my children saying daddy when I come home, this is the biggest thing I miss. And I did this all to myself. And when he's giving this interview, he's wearing the most unserious, like 360 wraparound, like cyber shades, and like has like a weird poster behind him. And you're like, you look like a haunted single dad who's now doing EDM in his, like, you know, midlife crisis. So maybe I do want to, you know, go and support the big Aristotle.
Yeah, no, exactly. Let's get on down to Shocktoberfest. I think he needs it. He's going to need it. I think he's also a big Halloween fan because he's in, well, this is a slight spoiler. He's in Hubie Halloween, the Adam Sandler movie that came out 2 years ago, which if you have not seen it, fantastic.
Underrated, yeah.
Completely underrated. I think I've used that as an underrated before, but it was going to be mine today because I watched that on October 1st and that's my tradition. It's so stupid.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. I love it so much.
And Jack just left in protest.
Yeah, Jack can't handle it. He's like, I'm more of a Jordan fan. I wish that like Jordan's holiday castle was around.
You guys are really going to like Kurt Rambis Fest. for nobody. Oh no, I think his internet died.
Oh no.
We'll wait. Well, that was not a protest thing.
Uh-oh.
Shocktober. How much is it?
They're pretty cheap. The like standard tickets only like $35. The VIP ticket's $100.
And what is that? And you can watch Shaq cry in person.
Yeah, you know exactly.
I wonder if like one of the attractions is Shaq sobbing over his life's mistakes as like a cautionary tale to people. And you're like, you don't want to walk through the den of regrets. It's
don't be like me.
Respect your marriage vows or lead a life of loneliness. And then fucking Ned from the Try Guys is there too. He's like,
that's exactly. I want a hoodie with the Shocktoberfest logo on it. It's so good. Because it's like Shaq as a skeleton.
Oh,
with like
yeah,
a
like
giant
holding
pumpkin.
This jack-o'-lantern. Yeah.
It's really good. Like, I mean, I'm going for the gram. I'm fully, Instagram might be dead, but this might be, it's death rattle to me. Yeah.
This will bring it back.
Ooh.
Oh, my man's doubling up.
Jack went to go buy his tickets for Shocktoberfest and to Home Depot. But I think he might be back.
Damn, it's only fucking two nights or three nights?
No, it's a whole month.
It's for the whole month, but it's like only, it's four nights a week or five nights a week.
I don't know how to read numbers. I read 9:29 to 10:31. I was like, that's only 2 days.
I had the same exact thought.
Same exact fear.
Yeah. I do want to throw it out as an alternative to Hollow Scream, which I've never been to Haunted to Universal for their thing, because it's like I've heard that you have to buy the VIP for like $300, otherwise it's not worth it. But it's also completely sold out already.
Yeah.
But, you know, at Shocktoberfest, I will say the cheapest ticket is $35. VIP is $100, but if you look at their calendar, nothing says selling fast yet. So I think you can, because the billboard literally just went up the other day. I think it's a real last minute like,
love the great marketing.
Yeah, exactly.
Dude, warn them five. Tell them about it six days into the fucking thing.
Yeah,
exactly.
I think the Shocktoberfest website crashed my internet somehow because as I went and was exploring, clicking around, my internet completely went down. I think we're back, but usually this is foreboding. This usually means trouble to come, but we'll see how we hold up. But I did want to mention on the logo, whose note do you think it was to add a scary snake around his neck because it feels like a hat on top of on a hat. Skeleton's body. Yep.
Right.
Very, very clean, straightforward skeleton hands holding a pumpkin and a like scary staff. But then there's a scary snake around his neck, which just like I don't associate snakes. Like you don't go to a haunted house and like, oh no, a scary snake came down. No, usually it's like spiders or something. Snakes are too tropical to.
Yeah, it's not Halloween canon at all.
Right.
Which means,
oh, you know, snake. I wonder if I think Shaq might be afraid of snakes.
Yeah, he probably was like, he saw Indiana Jones and was like, yeah, I'm also afraid of snakes.
That gave him the courage to admit his phobia. Mm-hmm. He's like, well, exactly. Indiana Jones also afraid.
Yeah.
Like, okay, all right.
Think about how big Shaq is. Shaq is a 12-foot skeleton himself. That snake must be huge. So, I mean, it's not an unscary snake, but it is.
Oh, right. Oh, wait, no. Charles Barkley's got, because remember, Shaq would always mess with Chuck about his fear of snakes.
He's doing this as a diss. He's like,
I don't know if it is or if Shaq maybe secretly does. And like during the notes, like, and this is the logo, Shaq, you know, like we're ready to print. And he's like, no, you're going to be really scary as a big snake. Like, yeah. Like, really?
It's a beautifully rendered logo with just one extra piece thrown on there. It doesn't really make sense. But I love it.
He's like, Charles is going to see this and he'll be jealous. I have a Shaqtoberfest, and then he'll see that I'm smiling with a snake around me. Oh, shit.
I'm comfortable around snakes.
Yeah, exactly.
What is something you think is overrated, Brandy?
I think caramel apples are overrated.
Okay. Wow. I agree, actually, but my wife, Her Majesty, loves candy apples. Like, it's like a thing where when she sees them, we have to buy them. But I'm not quite feeling the same.
Yeah. So I had one recently and I was like, is this worth all the bullshit that goes with it? They're through the roof now. They're so expensive. Yes. And it's just like, I don't think it's worth its bang for its buck. And I think it's messy. The one I had, the caramel wasn't, because it's like, it came out where the caramel was cold to make sure it wouldn't melt.
Right,
but then it gets hot quickly. And then you're in a race against time to really make it work. And I feel like the ratio isn't necessarily right. It's not great.
No,
there's a lot of wasted caramel around the bottom, you know, like you got to eat the caramel that's on the stem and you get little like dirt caramel in there.
When I was in Seattle a couple weeks ago, shout out Dick's, first of all, love their hiring practices. Everybody from Seattle has been like, the reason Dick's is great is because they pay like living wages. I'm like, oh, great. And their fries are soggy. I'm winning. We went to this spot to buy a candy apple. Obviously, we were near Pike's Place Market, so the markup is ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah.
Shit was $18 for one fucking candy apple. What? I was like, yo, I'm doing okay, but I can't justify this purchase.
Are caramel apples like helium? They're like a natural resource that is being depleted.
They had ones that were so, like, they looked like they weighed 40 pounds because they had overloaded the shit. And I think the biggest thing is I could never handle a candy apple like eating it off a stick. Like, that's absurd. When they say, yo, you want us to cut it for you? I'm like, I can, like, more manageable pieces of a candy apple or, you know, caramel apple, I could probably wrap my head around. But it's own thing. It's an overwhelming proposition.
All right. So my pitch for, because I do love the taste of a caramel apple. I love caramel mixed with apple. I love peanut butter with apple. Those are like my, it's what I ate for breakfast this morning. The caramel apple needs to be packed in peanuts. Like the peanuts need to be all the way around it so that there's not just like stray lint sticking to the thing, because that gets around every square inch of it being just a magnet for any
like
anything that wants to stick to it.
Yeah.
And it also allows you to touch it with your fingers without your fingers then getting completely sticky.
Ah.
Yeah. So that's the one caramel apple experience that I've come around to, that I'm like, if you have that, just like little peanut pieces packed on every little square inch of the apple, I'm here for it.
And if you got a peanut allergy, fuck your life.
Fuck your life. That was the other thing that I wanted to say.
That was the note from the candy apple.
Kids these days, they want trophies and they're all allergic to peanuts.
Which actually is wild, because I feel like they wouldn't, that's not a problem, because I feel like any shop that sells candy apples also has like peanut dusted everything in that.
Right.
In that spot.
Yeah. So, yeah. You might just accidentally peanut dusted.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Exactly.
Candied apples, though, I've never been able to fuck with those. Like, that's a whole other. It's like soft lollipop around the apple. Yo,
my brother-in-law was telling me he used to work with all the Jackass guys and the aughts, like, as their photographer. He says Dave England from Jackass would take a fruit roll-up, unroll it, and then wrap that around an apple, and then eat the apple like that, and called it a rapple.
That's pretty good.
I mean, that it's a weird level of like stupid genius.
I
that's the most 2003 shit I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, like of a dude who works at like who's in Jackass, like dude, rapple. Now I'm gonna go get a concussion in a shopping cart.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, yeah, I think the other dope way would take a fruit by the foot and then wrap an apple like a mummy. You know what
Ooh.
I mean? Because you got that little thin. Anyway, spooky ideas. I'm sure that's probably a fucking Pinterest thing anyway, but.
Yeah. But I mean, maybe it's not. Maybe that's your way onto Pinterest.
Exactly. Really... you know what? I'm going to take this to Shacktoberfest, get the big guy's thoughts on it, and then we'll go from there.
I could see Shaq being like, ooh, and then push one part up and then put a raisin there. And it's like his eyes sticking out of the money rack.
Exactly. Yeah! Exactly, Shaq.
We're just riffing. We're just riffing with Shaq.
And then Shaq
would steal that idea and make it the Shaq Shapple.
Yeah, the Shapple.
The Shapple.
Yeah, put a big python around it to make it real scary, too. And you're like, well, we don't have to do that. You know, I always want to add a python to shit to make it scary.
What if? Just hear me out here. What if these signature sneakers of mine had a python wrapped around them? Shaq, I think that's pretty... pretty impractical, man.
Like, yeah, I feel like, what if Kazam, instead of being a genie, you could also turn into a big python to scare the little kids? Sure.
Okay.
Well, I'll ask the writer what he thinks, so, and we'll see what ends up in the shooting script on the day, Shaq. Thanks for that note, though.
Yeah, thanks for good note. Good note. I love that note, Shaq.
Good note.
We'll bring it back to the
writers. Yeah, one more thing. Add a scary python to the poster.
Oh,
exactly.
Shit. Yeah.
Exactly.
Great idea.
Okay,
yeah.
Thanks, Shaq.
Great. Perfect.
Brandy, what is something you think is underrated?
I mean, I was going to say OG Twix because I forget about a Twix a lot.
Wait, what do you mean? Oh, what happened?
Like, well, you know how like Twix has like there's several different.
Oh, yeah.
The different. It's like it's Reese. I blame Reese's for all of this. Reese's like basically was like, we're going to do 20 different kinds because we don't have faith in our original. And I think that's pushed a lot of the other candy companies to also do a similar thing. But I think an OG Twix is like real good. I at least kind of forget about it often.
Yeah.
And then I had one a week ago or something and was like, oh man, this is great. It's got elements of like several candy bars that I like in one place. Mm. You know, why am I not fucking with the Twix more often?
Well, I wonder what, for a while I felt like Twix was the coolest candy bar you could get as from my perspective as someone coming into media consciousness in the late 80s and early 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Like Twix just had the better. Didn't they have the one that was like the old shit used to be like chicka chicka?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Twix, like
that was like the OG Twix commercial music. I mean, obviously it was in Ferris Bueller and shit, but like I feel like that helped me
Ferris
be like
Bueller
damn.
Used the Twix song. Hell yeah. good call, John.
Yeah. No, I mean like Twix like really felt in the 90s it felt like the fuckboy of candy for sure. And now I don't know. It's kind of, I mean, I think like all fuckboys that grows up and just doesn't age as well, maybe. But I think it actually is still great. But you just don't hear it. I think it got drowned out by the noise of all this other candy. And
yeah,
I just love a damn Twix.
Did they change the recipe on the caramel at some point? Because I feel like either the Twixes I've had most recently were aged Twixes that were, you know, for like at
like
the bottom
vintage?
Of the Halloween candy barrel and I just got in there, but the caramel was not soft when I got to them, and that was just I need the caramel to be, you know, new Snickers soft when I'm getting into a Twix. That's a big part of it for
nostalgia. I don't know, look, I just want to play this 80s Twix commercial for you because I feel like it I thought this shit was the coolest from 88.
Yes.
Whoever said you can't get everything in life? She's opening up her school locker. She's never tried.
Whoever said can't get everything in a snack.
A snack.
Never try to Twix.
Twix. And look at that.
Woo! Look at that fucking woo!
You get that sexual. Cookie crunch. There is a PG-13 candy.
See, this fucked me up. I think maybe I'm all fucked up and I'm like, I want to have sex with that candy bar. Look at the way that caramel's threatened when they pull it apart.
Exactly.
The look that the young man gives the young woman in this ad is also, it's like one of the horniest performances by a child actor I've ever seen. Like, it's obscene. Like, it should not have been allowed on television, what we just witnessed. Holy cow.
But yeah, that's what they're giving. Because that was a vibe. It was like, oh, yeah. Eat this Twix, ho. You're like, okay.
Oh, I thought that was a 30-year-old when I saw that when I was 8 years old. I was like, oh, right. Yeah, these are adults. What's going on?
These adults, they're at their work lockers.
Their work lockers.
Yeah. And their work backpacks.
That was great. A great trip down memory lane.
Love it.
And that was back when Twix had the OG caramel. I don't know if they changed the recipe or if I'm just not getting to my Twix fast enough. And maybe that's on me for underrating the Twix.
Go get a freshie. Go get a freshie because I know what you mean. Yeah. I've had ones where you're like, this is a little toothy, you know?
Yeah.
When you start eating it, get you a fresh one because you will. Yeah. I remember, like, when I bit into it, like you, Brandy, I was like, I felt like I flashed back and it was going,
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, oh, I forgot about your Twix.
Yeah, I need Snickers caramel instead of, like, Whoppers caramel. Oh, I feel like I got one that had Whoppers caramel, you know, that's like trying to glue your teeth together for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on, nah, don't do that. I thought you knew better. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
And we're back. And it's midterm season, baby.
Oh, yeah.
And
we're so close.
About a so month close out. To the election. So close to a fascist theocracy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, we keep hearing it's the most important election of our lifetime. Every election. I can't argue with that because the other party keeps getting worse and worse. But you would think that the Democrats would be like, and that's why we've completely stepped up our game and nailed down our messaging and have concrete things that we are going to get accomplished.
Yep. It's the Democratic Python. You know, yeah. they can't just leave it alone.
I mean, like we talked about how the Democrats' plan has basically for a while just been gesturing at the GOP as their way of campaigning. Being like, yo, is this what you want? Vote status quo this November. Like, that's kind of that's been their platform for a while. And we talked about even in the midterms, right? The Democrats are actually spending money to prop up Trumpy extremists as a shortcut to electoral victory without having to promise much. Mm-hmm. And as journalists, like, begin asking Democrats the simple question of, like, what will you do with another 2 years in power? The fucking answers are all over the place. There's like nothing really concrete. Some people are like, we got to address the child tax credit. Yeah, I think that's something absolutely needs to be addressed. Some are like, we have to talk about fucking climate change. Are we fucking stupid? We're dying right now. We're killing the fucking planet. Others are like, I think now's the wrong time to be too aggressive about climate change. And that's not the right move. So truly uninspired stuff from the donkey crew. And this isn't a great plan, especially when you consider that a lot of swing voters right now have major concerns about cost of living issues like inflation. And instead, Democrats have seized on abortion rights as their way to do the minimum with a very, very serious issue. And it's obviously an energizing issue because we're talking about fucking life and death situations here. But Democrats don't even necessarily even have like a unified message on what they will do to address the Dobbs decision that would motivate people. They're more just being like, and this guy thinks abortions are bad. What's like your version of, are you going to codify like Roe? And how are you going to do that? Is that line item number one on an agenda? No, we don't really have specifics. So it's leaving a lot of people like, okay, well, what, like you have an opportunity to go a little harder here, but it seems like they've found like the soothing waters of knowing that the existential threat that the Dobbs decision poses for people is enough for them to just kind of sit back.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it seems like they're reading different numbers than, because the numbers always favor the Democrats going into the election, just in terms of how polling goes. But polling still seems to indicate like the Republicans are going to win the House. And then that's a wrap, man. That's just going to be all impeachment shit. Them impeaching Biden over and over for the next 2 years, just completely freezing everything up until the next election where it's Trump v. Biden. And they'll have two years of like actual like enforced inaction as opposed to chosen planned inaction to run on. And that's not going to be a good look.
No. And, you know, right now, also, Democrats are going against the rhythm of history, which is the party that wins the White House is going to lose in the midterms. So it's not that they the time isn't to be like, oh, thank God for the Dobbs decision.
Right.
If they're serious, then you have to do even more because as it stands, you're already up against it because that's just the rhythm of our electoral politics in this country. And to assume that they can just sit back and just run these like hit pieces, not really giving people assurances as to why. Obviously, a lot of people are like, yeah, man, forced birth is fucking terrible. Like cutting people's restriction to healthcare is fucking awful. But also go further than just merely stating the shit that they always do, which is like racism is bad. OK, what y'all going to do about it? It's bad, folks. What can I say?
What do you want, the guy who says racism is good?
Yeah. So I said it's bad. I know it's bad. What's your plan?
I think we're being punished right now for not donating enough to them when Dobbs came out. I think I think they're like, you know what? I guess then we need to be in the defensive position again then. So then we'll see what you do then, huh?
Yeah.
Like that's, I feel like I'm being punished for unsubscribing from email lists that I'd never asked to be on in the first place.
You know, like right. That obviously the going in before the Dobbs decision, everything was like, boy, oh boy, buckle up.
Yeah.
Because y'all are going to get rinsed in November, Democrats. I don't know. Yeah. Then the Dobbs decision came out. Uptick in support for Democrats, and they're like, great, I'm even less motivated to talk about every other urgent issue that could motivate voters, because it's not just one issue. Yes, I'm not trying to discount the importance of that. What I'm also saying is you left a lot of other things undiscussed and untouched on your way into the 2020 victory. Like you act like you solved income inequality and police violence and student loan debt. Like,
right.
It's like the vision of the Build Back Better shit was like a concept album they want people to forget about.
Right.
They're like, yeah, I mean, we said that shit. We were high. We just got back from the, you know, from Asia and stuff. We were trippy, man.
Yeah.
And now we're back on our bullshit.
A month ago, the only reason that a fire in California got put out was because a hurricane hit us. Climate change is a problem.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, it's wild. And so, and I think, sadly, the GOP is doing a great job of helping the Democrats be even fucking lazier because they are running a veritable fucking three-ring circus of candidates right now. And they're just like, oh, fucking great. Fucking great. I'll do even less. Mm-hmm. And they've had to contend with a series of bad moments in the last week. I guess we can just talk about Herschel Walker again. We talked about in the trending episode about how he thinks the government is making people put solar panels on their cars because of climate change. And then they will have to live in their car because the logic is the car is worth more than their house. And therefore, that means it is now your home, because we all know how that works. And he's also had a steady stream of like forced birth takes. Like on multiple occasions, he's likened abortion to murder and said that like exceptions for things like, you know, rape or incest were merely excuses. So on Monday, when news dropped from the Daily Beast that he paid for a woman to have an abortion in 2009, there were a lot of groans and like finger pointing and things like this. And this woman gave the Daily Beast like literal receipts, you know, like one for an abortion. Another was a deposit slip with an image of a $700 check from Herschel Walker. And she even handed over a fucking get well card that this dude signed and sent in the aftermath. Wow. And he, for whatever reason, the news broke Monday. He was going to appear on Hannity, and he's like, you know what? Let's just fucking confront this thing head on. And he decided to give just a terrible fucking let me just play what this man is saying in terms of, you know, looking at straight up evidence of what his behavior's been, and then just finding a way to just pivot off of it.
Because right now, for them to come out with total lies, I think that's not right.
Let me ask you this. So they're claiming that on September 12th of 2009, that the woman has a receipt for an abortion. They're claiming that 5 days later on September 17th, you sent a $700 check and that you sent it in a get well card. The get well card, it looks like it's included with your signature in the article. Have you seen it? And is that your signature?
First of all, the
card is amazing.
Card is a... It's literally like a steaming teacup from Get Out, I think, with a spoon in it.
Yeah, it's got the spoon and everything.
It says rest, relax, and then when you open it, it says recover.
The three R's.
Yeah. So, and again, Sean Hannity has just laid out he's like, what about this, this, and this? If this were a real candidate and like there was actually like a PR like machine behind it trying to do the best, they probably would have prepared Herschel Walker to say something different than what he's about to say.
I haven't seen it, but you know, I can tell you, I send out so many get well, send out so much of anything, but I can tell you right now, I never asked anyone to get an abortion. I never paid for an abortion, and it's a lie. And I'm going to continue to fight. You know, I tell you, that's what they want. They want this seat. But right now,
okay, we're done.
Wow.
Look, I send out a lot of cards, all right?
I've never seen it. It's on... He says he's never seen it. It's on screen with him as he's saying, I've never seen it.
And so he's showing him so he can see that, presumably.
Look at the monitor, but he's
that's
like,
your handwriting. I've never seen it.
Yeah.
No, the thing you're looking, the thing you're seeing right now. Haven't seen it.
It's right
the
there.
The Get Well card is also just signed with his, like, you know, professional athlete autograph,
yeah,
which is
right.
kind of funny. Yeah.
Exactly.
And then so Sean Hannity's like, okay, fine, I'll let you wriggle around that question. And he's like, but this $700 check, like, what's going on with this?
What about the $700 check? Is there anybody you can remember sending that much money to?
Well, I send money to a lot of people, and that's what's so funny. And let's go back to my park. You know, I do scholarship for kids. I give money to people all the time because I'm always helping people because I believe in being generous. God has blessed me, and I want to bless others.
Okay. Oh, I'm not going to let him go any further than that. So first it was, did you send this card with your handwriting? I don't know, man. I send a lot of cards. What am I going to say about that? Just, you know, even ones that are specifically like get well, not just blank mailers. He's like, I send all kinds of everything. Like, what?
Right.
Like, what? You just go to the fucking post office with a stack of like pre-addressed postcards. You're like, I don't know. Just fucking let it rip, man. I just like to send stuff. Then the question is, what about this $700 check? Look, man, I give a lot of money to a lot of people. It's like a scholarship fund that I've done before.
Right.
Yeah, but just like a freelance scholarship fund that I send out. Also, like, man, imagine having like sent him a gift at any point for like, I don't know if he's married or whatever, or like anything, and then not getting a thank you card. And then he goes on TV and you're just like,
you motherfucker,
sent you a blender, motherfucker. Yeah. You got a Vitamix. Right. And I'd got nothing. Like,
and you know, then his son Christian came out and also had, like, a scathing like tweet thing, and like did like a selfie video and stuff like that. And again, he's doing the thing where he's like, "This guy is such a liar." But again, this isn't gonna move the needle with their supporters or anyone. Like, this isn't you can't rhetorically own these ghoulish people because fucking hypocrisy is a fucking tool for them. It's not an obstacle.
They love cognitive dissonance.
Never, it's like, of course I'm going to say no abortions for you, for you, for you, for you. For me, I'll do whatever the fuck I want. But I'm here to say this thing. Oh, yeah, you can't, like, all these other things, like, you know, you should be, it's all about family values. Yeah, I have four kids and I wasn't there to raise them. That's for you. That's for me to impose that shit on you, not for me, because this isn't about having real morals. It's just about exercising as much fucking power over somebody as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we'll see what that does. But it definitely, like, the fighting amongst the GOP was funny because, like, apparently more people like, God, this fucking guy every week. It's like this new thing. And it's like, I don't know, though, he somehow isn't being blown out by Raphael Warnock, which shows you that, the voters in Georgia are like, hey, man, I'll take this over fucking anything that's like remotely resembles like humane policy or even barely humane policy.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's also like it just goes to show you that remember when, you know, Warnock won and there were all these promises that the Senate was going to do. And that was the whole point of why we needed to get these two Georgia senators in. And then TikTok, not much has happened. So, you know, why would I believe you? At least this man is lying to my face and I can tell he's lying to my face.
Right.
Like, and in a way, isn't that kind of honesty when someone is this bad at lying?
Yes,
that
exactly.
You're just like, well, we know what actually happened here. Yeah. So. That's reassuring.
It's more of the won't be fooled again effect where I'd rather take someone I know is dumber than me because I'm ahead of them every 5 steps ahead of them constantly.
Yes.
Right. And then on a side note, Dr. Oz killed a bunch of puppies.
Right.
I mean, it's an October surprise. Not the one I was expecting, but here we are, of course.
You can't. When I saw the headline, I was like, this can't, like, this is too perfect. Yeah. Dr. Oz killed puppies. Obviously not he himself, but while he was overseeing medical research at this lab, his name is he's the one running the show where these experiments were happening. Yeah. And an investigation showed a review of 75 studies published by Mehmet Oz between 89 and 2010 reveals the Senate candidate's research killed over 300 dogs and inflicted significant suffering on them and the other animals used in experiments. They go on to say, like, the teams and conduct experiments on over 1,000 live animal subjects that included dogs, pigs, calves, rabbits, small rodents. And then, like, there were, like, animal welfare people that went to the lab and said it was, like, unseen, like, cruelty in there. And I get, like, already this is something that is done, unfortunately, testing on animals.
Yeah.
And, you know, when, like, his campaign was, like, just not really saying anything about it right now.
Right.
And yeah, just hearing, like, other people, the other descriptions in this Jezebel article, like, talking about it, it's pretty fucked up stuff.
Oh, I'm sure. Also, like, what is Dr. Oz researching that's of any medical value whatsoever? Like, is he just, like,
right,
filling these dogs with Botox until they fucking die? Like, what would he be ever be in charge of that matters to humanity?
I mean, it's the heart stuff, right? Because he's a cardiologist.
He is. So he's an actual doctor.
Yeah. And like a pretty
real shit.
Yeah. He was like one of the foremost heart surgeons in America, which is wild because it's just evidence of like, oh man, like anyone can convince themselves of anything and just fall to the point where they are Dr. Oz, you know?
Like, you know, and again, it allows... Like, Democrats are like, oh, thank fuck. Manna from fucking heaven. The guy killed puppies. We don't have to talk about anything real right now.
Right.
We can do fucking everything except talk about the substantive issues. And, you know, I get it. This is like, it's a fucking payday for, like, these neoliberals whose, like, you know, their ideology peaked at globalization. Like, they're incapable of thinking beyond this point. They've reached the apex of neoliberal idea, like globalization. Boom. A fucking globally connected. Look at all that money flying around. We've done it. Mm-hmm. There's no such things as borders anymore, because going beyond that requires the dismantling of capitalism. That's like the next step. So we're just like, well, we're here, baby. I can't take another step because I either fall off or I got to turn around and start breaking this shit down. So. Yeah. Let's just talk about how he's killing puppies. And I mean, Fetterman is just smashing him on social media now, like already doing like tweets that are doing numbers. Or it's just like a thing where it's like, look at my new merch, dog lovers for Fetterman.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, and also could not be running again. I mean, like the Fetterman campaign is just set up to troll Oz completely. And they probably got this in their inbox and were like, oh, man. Okay.
Come on.
We gotta load the hoot suite. We got some more.
Schedule these fuckers now. It's an all out fucking attack. And then, I mean, and then credit to Fetterman, man. Like he did this fucking comparison of Dr. Oz with Dr. Nick from The Simpsons. And it's like kind of them saying the same thing.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, everybody.
With my diet, you can eat all you want, anytime you want.
And you'll lose weight?
You might. It's a free country.
I've got the number one miracle in a bottle to burn your fat. Lose fat without diet or exercise. Stubborn stomach fat instantly disappears.
This shit goes on for like a minute and a half.
Oh, my God.
For I'm sure people of a certain age are like, whoa,
got him.
Got him. And we don't even have to talk about super heavy shit. And again, I think that's what's really unsettling is the problems haven't gone away. But like when these people, these fucking assholes get into campaign mode, it's like, well, oh, man, we kind of overpromise shit going into Biden's presidency and the whole build back better thing kind of fucked us up there. We looked real impotent there. And now I think they're just like, thank God they're so like the shit they want is so fucking bad. The status quo looks like progress comparatively. Right.
Yeah. And that's where we're at. And that's where we'll be at for a long time unless something drastically changes.
Let the circle be unbroken.
There.
Boy.
All right. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring the Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
And we're back, and it's time to talk about a real crisis that the news has brought to our attention. Real problem. So we have an ongoing beat on the show where we cover like these shortage panics that happen around every holiday. A lot of stories about Christmas related shortages in the past few years due to supply chain issues, and you know, the Christmas tree shortage we heard a lot about last year, and then there ended up being a surplus. Who knew? But now people are freaking out about how the supply chain is set to ruin Halloween because there won't be enough candy available. We're all going to just have to hand out vegetables and math homework.
Pennies?
My household does. Yeah, pennies are good. Yeah, there you go. Don't spend it all in one plate, kid. But just some headlines from the Toronto Sun. Inflation, supply chain issues could result in a scary Halloween, warn experts. Halloween candy shortage scare shows importance of domestic sugar production. How you should buy your Halloween candy now and how to store it. Retailers prepare for Halloween as global supply chain recovers from pandemic disruption. So for one thing, this is nothing new. Last year, we got similar scare tactics about the short supply of Halloween decorations and costumes. Mm-hmm. But I don't know.
Yeah, so
because you have to buy your costume, baby. Never make your costume like a poor person.
Yeah, right.
Person with creativity whatsoever.
Yeah.
And you need a brand new costume every year, or are you even American?
One year I remember I was a mad scientist when I was in kindergarten, and I wore a white bathrobe because my parents were like, we're not getting you a fucking smock. Fuck out of here. Wear the white bathrobe and put some hairspray in your hair, and now you look fucking like a fool. And I get out there.
Perfect.
Like, perfect. Got my white robe. It's a smock.
The New York Times specifically wrote about, like, Squid Game costumes and WandaVision costumes are in short supply because of the supply chain issues. I saw plenty of Squid Game costumes last year, by the way. As somebody who handles like 1,000 trick-or-treaters.
They're everywhere.
Yeah. A lot of young kids in Squid Game costumes where I'm like, have you seen Squid Game?
Yeah.
Young 5-year-old?
Yeah, fuck capitalism. Whoa. Okay.
Buy the costume.
Yeah.
Make sure you buy consume it. Consume.
Yeah, I got the official Netflix one, not the broke pirated one that the weird kids wear.
Right. Yeah, I love the idea of being like a Squid Game. The fake version is like Octopus Party. Is
like, right.
That's the one they sell instead.
Right. So, I mean, this is all based on the fact that our, you know, mainstream media in the U.S. and in the Western world is allergic to stories that don't help consumption and is just, you know, loves, is magnetically attracted to stories that will spur consumption because there are massive groups that are headed by, you know, some of the most educated people in the country, who, you know, well-connected people who make tons of money to, you know, help industries. And so they're finding ways to get these stories out in the world. This particular story, this year's Halloween candy shortage, seems like it comes from you're never going to believe this.
Candy shop owners who realize they can see the writing on the wall, right?
Chocolate overlords at Hershey.
Oh.
Warned that they might not, quote, keep up with the demand back in July.
Nobody wants to work anymore. These Keebler elves don't want to work anymore.
Right, exactly. But yeah, so the story about how you should go buy Halloween candy ASAP originated with people selling the Halloween candy. And they've already, in that same statement, like this is a quote, I believe, from that same industry group meeting. They said seasonal consumer engagement is expected to remain high, and we expect high single digit sales growth for both our Halloween and holiday seasons. So they're already saying like there's going to be growth.
Yeah.
Like there's going to be more candy consumed this year than last year by like up to 9%. And then they're saying, despite the strong growth, you know, we're keeping an eye on capacity constraints.
We're so worried about our candy shareholders. We can't have Count Chocula losing any money.
Absolutely.
I mean, dude, the stock is up, right? Like it was on its way up in late July. Then around the 28th is when that story came out about we might not hit it. On one side, you'd be like, maybe they're trying to set shareholder expectations here. Then it goes up, and then it kept, then by end of August, it was like super high. Right. So, you know, it's not like they're like, oh, it's going to be bad for business. They're like, nah, motherfuckers, we know how to get people to buy fucking candy every year. You just say there might not be candy this year. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, no. Meanwhile, every candy corn that was made in 1950, and it's still...
Right. We have a cave full of candy corn.
Strategic reserves.
Shoveling it out.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, I mean, just that like small word of warning of like a thing they're keeping an eye on went worldwide. And despite the fact there's no apparent issue with sugar production, you know, that was one of the headlines that there was going to be a problem with domestic sugar production. That is not the case at all. A Hershey spokesperson even clarified that they actually have even more seasonal product available to the consumer this year than last year. So somehow this just becomes a story because the industry wants it to.
Right.
Of course. Can you see like Biden reading this, though, and then being like, hey, get me on the phone with the Kiss. I got to talk to Hershey's bars. Make sure we're okay. Do they need to talk to the president? I need to know that I can get my candy this year.
Right.
What about Necco wafers, Jack?
Yeah.
Those are still around, right?
How's Charleston Chew?
Yeah. Hey, Charleston Chews are pretty good.
No, it's a great candy.
Yeah. I slept on Charleston Chew for a long time until I think that Eminem song when he says, "Some choke you to death with a Charleston Chew." Chicka, 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 Slim Shady. And I was like, let me try that. It's funny how I tried Abba Zabba and Charleston Chew based off of TV or music. And realize
Charleston Chew falls into that category with me where the candy is still in my mouth after I forgot that
get
I'm
a fresh one.
It.
Got a fresh one.
Oh, fresh one?
Dude, a freshy
breakdown. Ooh, pretty
quickly. Dude, it'll blow. That was a problem because I feel like the way I used to eat Charleston Chews was you do your candy haul as a kid and then like you'd pick at your bag over the next month and then the shitty ones
are
at the end.
Charleston Chew as a murder weapon.
Exactly.
And then,
then you forget about that bag and then it's like May, the end of school hits and you start looking in your room again. You're like, oh shit, my old Halloween candy. And then you eat like a 5-year-old Charleston Chew and you're like.
Right.
This candy sucks.
Yeah.
No.
Totally my experience.
Freshies, man. It's all about the freshies.
Yeah.
You know.
But it seems like the strategy here is driven by the same strategy that causes Hershey to start selling Halloween candy in the middle of August. They want to sell a shitload of candy early to us that make you buy more Halloween candy on October 30th because you ate all the candy you bought already, which is something I've certainly fallen victim to.
I really like that Big Chocolate has employed the NRA's tactics on gun laws.
Right. You never know.
They took our choco.
Yeah, exactly.
You better, hey, man, with Biden, with these midterms, you better fucking load up because these woke warriors are going to start saying that too much sugar is bad for you or some shit.
Yeah, from my cold diabetic hands.
Yeah,
seriously.
It's the same strategy. A bunch of strangers are coming to your house. They're coming to your front door. You gotta protect yourself with, and then they just white out the assault rifle and put in more candy.
Yeah,
exactly.
Well, I hope that people are able to get their candy safely this year, despite all the chaos at
the
pharmacies
fentanyl,
and
all the low.
All the fentanyl.
That's the other thing. I mean, this hasn't been brought up, but people are going to start giving out fentanyl if they're out of candy. Because that's what we have so much of in our households, right?
Of course. I mean,
that's the next, that's the logical next step.
Yeah.
Hand out edibles and fentanyl.
Can't wait. But
we've also gotten some Halloween candy insight in this episode that Twix, a fresh Twix and a fresh Charleston Chew.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Delicious.
Be on the lookout. Be on the lookout, folks.
It's chewy. Like, I hate shit that sticks in my teeth. It's weird. Yeah. For shit that sticks to your teeth, I really like a Charleston Chew, but a fresh one.
Yeah. I should probably be happy when I'm, a Whopper or a Charleston Chew because I do feel like it's straight up a workout. Like my jaw gets tired like it would if I were lifting weights. I didn't know I had a muscle there. That's interesting.
Yeah, you're just preventing future TMJ by just working on it now.
Yeah. Brandy, as always, truly a pleasure having you on the show in this giant skeleton season. Where can people find you, follow you, hear you, all that good stuff?
You can find me on the Twitter and the Instagram at Brandazzle. I am on TikTok, unfortunately, at Brandazzle is here. Follow me, please. I don't know what the hell that is. I'm about to be on tour a bunch in October and November. I'm going to be in Denver October 13th to 17th doing shows. I might be recording an album if you guys are good audiences. So please come out. I would love that if that was the case. And then I will be in Fest in Gainesville October weekend. Halloween weekend. The whole month is like Halloween. And then the first weekend. November, I'm going to be in Austin, San Antonio, Albuquerque, Phoenix, New Orleans, doing shows all across the 10, the bottom of the country. So come on out if you're in those places. You can follow me on all my socials and see my stuff there. Or if you use the app Bands in Town, I list all my tour dates and everything there as well. So,
amazing. And is there a tweet or some of the work of social media you've been enjoying?
I actually really wanted to. I just finished a book that is a bunch of tweets that I wanted to plug. Douglas Rushkoff has a new book called Survival of the Richest, Escape Fantasies of the Tech Billionaires. And it is fascinating. And I think really, really, a really delightful read that felt very validating to how I live my life. He's like a Marxist futurist humanist kind of guy who writes great stuff. The new book is all about like how he gets flown out to talk to these billionaires and how trapped they are by their money because it's removed them further and further from humanity. It's very fun. There's a lot of really insane stories in it.
Wow.
And just highly, highly recommend it.
Mm, amazing. Miles, yeah. Where can people find you, follow you? What is a tweet you've been enjoying?
Find me on Twitter and Instagram at Miles of Gray. Look, if you want to hear Jack and I talk basketball, check us out on Miles and Jack Got Mad Boosties. Season is about to start. And maybe the Lakers will break my heart. I don't. Well, yeah, probably. Anyway, so check us out there. Also, check me and Sophia Alexander out on 420 Day Fiance, where we're talking 90 Day Fiance. Some tweets that I'm liking. Man, there is one from the Harrisburg Senators minor league team. They tweeted something, and at Ethel Day Lily, who seems like a big patriot, replied to their tweet in all caps and said, "Want to prevent voter fraud? Make them give us a receipt for our ballot or a copy of the ballot after it went through the machine. On mail-in ballot, send a receipt through the mail. Demand a receipt." And they simply quote tweeted and said, "Ma'am, we are a baseball team." Just like the weirdest energy, like for them to be like, "I don't, but maybe, yeah, we're called the Senators." Then another one from at Gwen is online tweeted, "Washing your face in the shower is so freeing. Like, you can get as crazy as you want in there for real." He's like, just fucking washing your face however the fuck you want to. And then Andy Ryan at It's Andy Ryan tweeted, "George Lucas, this scene is set in the roughest bar you can imagine, filled with violent scumbags who will cut your arm off if you look at them sideways. John Williams, what kind of music will they be playing?" George Lucas, "Light jazz." That Mos Eisley cantina.
What was the jazz called? Jizz? Wasn't it called jizz?
It's something. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think space jazz was called jizz. And
yeah,
Star
jizz
Wars
music.
Canon.
Yeah,
ugh. Amazing.
Jizz Whalers, I believe that's what they were.
Tweet I've been enjoying from Alan Ray at Alandroid. Alandroid.
Oh,
tweeted,
out.
"I'm sure you're getting a billion tweets about this, but a comment about a section on Friday recording where you mentioned that new label equals worse product. You're not crazy. The FDA requires that if the recipe or ingredients of a product intended for human consumption change, the label must change too." Now, I'm not sure if this is because we were talking about how they all these like label redesigns that happen where,
yeah,
you know, Tropicana suddenly is just like a white box with like a single orange on it, like seems to coincide with a decrease in quality. I'm not positive that that's exactly what's happening here, but that does make sense. So thank you, Alan.
Thank you,
Ray Alandro.
That's the homie. Yeah.
I'm going to keep looking into that. Yeah, yeah. You can find me on Twitter at Jack_O'Brien. You can find us on Twitter at Daily Zeitgeist. We're at The Daily Zeitgeist on Instagram. We have a Facebook fan page and a website, dailyzeitgeist.com, where we post our episodes and our footnotes, where we link off the information that we talked about in today's episode, as well as a song that we think you might enjoy. Miles, what song do we think people might enjoy?
Okay, this is a track from Brazilian artist Ana Mazzotti, and I'm saying it's Brazilian because I think she's singing in Portuguese. And the track is called Roda Mundo, and this is like, it's like future Brazilian funk, but from the 70s. It's like, it's super funky, but like super synthy, and like kind of, I like it. So if you like Brazilian music, you like disco, you like a little honey in your hips, check this out, because this is Ana Mazzotti with Roda Mundo.
Extra appropriate for today's, what was it, Keep It Funky Day?
Yeah, gotta keep it funky.
All right. Well, The Daily Zeitgeist is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. That is going to do it for us this morning. Back this afternoon to tell you what's trending, and we will talk to y'all then. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring the Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.